Hi, I'm Bill Reinhart, and I'm here with our newest reporter, Becca Costello. Hello.
Hi, Bill.
We are doing this on Zoom. We are not in the same room, although it may sound like it. We are still following COVID protocols. Now, Becca, you're from this area, and you just came back here from Nebraska. What took you to Nebraska, and what brought you back home?
Well, I went to Nebraska for a job. Wasn't really anywhere that I planned to go specifically, but I was working in public radio in Indiana and was looking for kind of the next step in my career and ended up at NET Nebraska, which is based in Lincoln. And that is the public radio and television station for the whole state. And it was a really, really great place to be. I spent about 2 years there and an incredible news team. And I really appreciate all that I learned there. But it was always my goal to come back to the Cincinnati area eventually. It's where most of my family is. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, that really kind of brought to the top of the priority list being closer to family. So I applied and I'm really, really happy to be back.
When you came back, you tweeted about your preferences of Gold Star versus Skyline, and we won't go into all of that. But I want to know what you thought about Runza.
I hated Runza. I hated it so much.
I should probably explain. I'm from Nebraska originally myself. Can you tell our listeners what a Runza is?
I can try, but I know you're going to have to correct me. A Runza is, it's like a Hot Pocket, kind of is a good way to describe it. It's like it's a bread roll stuffed with, I think the traditional Runza is like ground beef, onions, cabbage maybe, and certain spices. I'm actually vegetarian, so the Runza that I tried was the non-meat version, and that definitely could have contributed to my dislike of it. I think it was like chickpeas and then the onions and cabbage and things like that. I think what makes a Runza is the sort of bread enclosed around the ground beef mixture.
You are the WVXU local government reporter, and you came in running a very interesting time. How did you immerse yourself? How are you going about getting acquainted with everybody?
Yeah, well, you know, hitting the ground feet first was kind of a necessity rather than a choice in some ways, because there is just so much going on. But I've been able to attend every council meeting and every committee meeting so far, at least, except in some cases, it overlaps with county commission, in which case I've got to have someone else cover for me. But I've also been looking at, you know, I recently attended some ethics training through the Ohio Ethics Commission. That's for public officials, and that was really helpful. And there's been a city council school that's been going on for a few months, and that's for folks in the community who are interested in running for city council. But they let me sit in on their last session and spent about 4 hours talking with those folks and learning what they've been learning. And that was really helpful, too, really just trying to take any opportunity to learn some of the history and context here, as well as even just kind of the local government jargon that can be hard to catch up on.
And you've been meeting with local elected leaders and appointed officials. How's that gone?
It's gone really well. It's kind of amazing how much you can get to know someone one-on-one as opposed to in a council meeting where everybody's public and on the record and talking to each other. And it's kind of funny in city council, especially, you know, they can't really converse with each other much outside of these public meetings because there are rules they have to follow. You know, if they have more than a certain number of them, they have a quorum, in which case it has to be public. So it's interesting to hear, you know, them kind of off the record and not in the public. But it has definitely been weird doing that in a pandemic. We're obviously just meeting on Zoom and virtually, and haven't been able to meet anyone face to face yet.
What is your philosophy? Do you have a philosophy for covering local government as a public radio reporter?
I don't think I have one yet. You know, in my previous jobs in public radio journalism, I've been more general assignment. So I've covered local government, but it hasn't been my entire beat before. I have been able to have a good conversation with Jay Hanselman, who recently left and whose job I'm doing my very best to take over. And he kind of shared some of his tips and advice with me, but I think I'm going to have to be kind of in the job for a little while before I figure out what my philosophy is.
Enough about work. What do you like to do when you're not reporting?
Well, recently I've joked a lot that, you know, the lockdown and the quarantines didn't change my life a whole lot because I'm not a super social person. A lot of what I like to do in my spare time is be at home. You know, I do like to craft a little bit. I crochet. I do puzzles. I have kind of the hobbies of a much older woman, to be fair.
Now, you also have a hobby I know of that is gaining in popularity among young people these days, role-playing games. Can we talk a little bit about that?
That's true. And it's funny, you know, my tabletop role-playing group, we've been playing for about a year and a half. And we were already virtual before the pandemic because we've got folks from all over the country. I have a sister who lives in Oregon who's part of our team. And then most of the folks are here in the Cincinnati area. And we meet weekly, and it's a really cool way to see people without having to be in person.
Now, what do you play? Who is your character?
So right now we're in a setting called Fable Hunters, and we're actually kind of getting to the very end of the big, you know, what we call the season. So the big bad is coming up. So me and my crew, I'm a human kind of working alongside fables like trolls and dragons, and we are kind of fighting the big dragon who's about to take over the world.
You are also a Star Trek fan.
Yes.
Which, Jay Hanselman with Star Wars, I'm a Doctor Who fan. The Star Trek universe is immense. What's your favorite section of it, shall we call it?
That's true. And to be fair, I am also a Star Wars and Doctor Who fan.
Oh, excellent. Welcome aboard.
But so Star Trek-wise, I grew up watching Voyager. So Captain Catherine Janeway will always have a very special place in my heart. But I've loved kind of all of the main original pillars. I think DS9, Deep Space Nine is one of my favorites. And Star Wars-wise, kind of a fun thing is my husband and I have been to the opening night of all the most recent Star Wars movies, and we always dress up as R2-D2 and C-3PO. And when we got married a couple years ago, we actually got married at The Rook, which was a board game bar in Cincinnati and over the Rhine. I think they've shut down now. When we got married there, our little cake toppers were C-3PO and R2-D2, which was really cute.
Very good. Well, this pandemic and all of the associated inconveniences are not going to last forever. What are you going to do when it's all done?
I am so excited to go back to the Cincinnati Art Museum. That's one of the things I've missed the most, being away. And I know they're kind of open right now, so I might even try to sneak in a socially distanced way and pretty soon. But also, I'm really excited to see my nieces and nephew. One of my sisters has real young kids, and they're here in the area, but since I've moved back, I've just seen them through a window. We're being very careful with COVID-19, so I just would love the chance to be with them truly in person again, and I really hope that happens soon.
Our final question for you, where do you stand on the Oxford comma?
I am very pro Oxford comma, and actually, that truly was one of my interview questions.
Well, thank you very much, Becca. We're glad you're here.
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm really happy to be here.